Sagt die Gemara weiter, says the Mishnah, Ma'arvin a Nazir b'yayin. A Nazir is allowed to use wine for a Zeriv. Chulakashi was, Alechuri can't drink wine. Teretziz is roi for the people to drink wine. So the Gemara mas nitzin loike b'shamay. Our Mishnah does not go like b'shamay. Ketanya b'shamay yirmin. Ein Ma'arvin le Nazir b'yayin. A Nazir is not allowed to use wine. If you need something that you yourself could drink. Well, Yisrael b'truma. Who are in Yisrael cannot use truma to make an Arubit Chumim. Because Yisrael can eat it. No, a Nazir could use wine. Even though he can't drink it, somebody else could drink it though. Only Yisrael b'truma, because our kopon and makayim could eat the truma. Is omru lehem beisil lebeshamay. Beisil is to beshamay. Iyatem moidim, aren't you moidim to us? Shema arvin legodu b'yom ha-kippurim. On Yom Kippur also is an issue, you can't walk out of the truma of the city. So you're allowed to make an ruvei trumim before Yom Kippur. That even though a godel, somebody that's mechuyif to fast on Yom Kippur, if he puts the bread, the mozen shtei sudas before Yom Kippur, it's chal v'yerev. I lechur the kashrus on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat it. Elam omru lehen. So Beishami answered back, avo, we're masking to you. Is omru lehen, or gezei besil, yes, back to Beishamai. Kishem shemar v'le godel v'yom kippurim. The same way you're moidi, you're allowed to make an erev for a godel on Yom Kippur. What's the hezber? I, he himself can eat the bread on Yom Kippur, he has to fast. The Torah says you can give it to a cotton. Somebody could eat the bread. So Bezoyed is saying, that's Beisilus Taina, Kain, Ma'arvan, Lanozer, B'yayin, Ul Yisroel, B'Truma. It should be the exact same halacha that you're allowed to make an Eruv, B'Trumim, for a Nozer with wine, and for Yisroel, B'Truma, because even though they can eat it, but they could give it to somebody else to eat. So it's still called an Eichel. So the Mara Neinu, Beisham makes a chilek. Hosam, Ikasudah, Horuyim, Aboyjoyim. What are we talking about on Yom Kippur? When do you put down the Eruv Trumin? You put it down before Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur. So by says from this Gemara, when is it Chal, when is the Kinyan of the Eruv Trumin Chal? It's Chal right before Yom Kippur starts. It's Chal right before the Bein HaShemoshes. So at that time, it's still Roy for you to eat. You're allowed to eat then. So that's why the Erev is Chal. Ma'ashenken ho'chol le'ka suda ruyim e'boyjoyim. Ma'ashenken when a Nazir or a Yisrael puts down Truma, or another puts down yayin, b'shas they put it down on Friday to make the ruvet chumim. Right then, even mevay joim, it's not roi for them to eat. But since it's not roi for them to eat, and echnami, they cannot use this for an erev. So therefore, Beishamai holds that on Yom Kippur, erev Yom Kippur, you could put an erev down because at that time you could eat it. But shenkin another and a Yisrael cannot eat truma bechlau; they can't make it for an erev. But halacha we hold like b'stil lavada that you could use these things for an erev. The svari is since another person could eat it, it's called an oichel. So the Gemara Lechura command like Chananya. That we're saying Hezbri in Beis Shammai does not come out the way Chananya learns Pshat in Beis Shammai. The Tanya we learned. Chananya Oimer. Kol Atzmon Shel Beis Shammai. What's the Pshat in Beis Shammai Shita? Lo Hoyu Moidim Be'erev. They were not Moidim, no Erev Chumim helps. At Shuyotzi Mitosoi V'chol Kli Tash Mishal Hashom. You have to take out your bed there, and all the kelim you want to use on Shabbos have to be outside. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, there's no monkey business. On Erev means mamish, like you could live there. You have your bed there, you have your food there, you have your clothing there. So then mamish, you're kain yeshvitz at the end of the tchum, because that's where you're going to be, that's where you could leave. Here's the chura, so it's not like we're saying that Beis Shammai holds on Yom Kippur helps. What do you mean it helps? You just put food there, you can't eat the food on Yom Kippur. So by that would not be called a good Erev. The Zechur of Satik Gemara command knows the whole Tanya. Who does it go like this din? That we're soon going to learn. That what? Erev Bishcharim. Let's say somebody made an Erev Tchumim and he left his clothing outside by the place he's making the Erev and he thought he's only going to need black clothing. And he left his black clothing there. Is Alocha Lo Yotzeb Levenim. And then on Shabbos he wants to use white clothing. He's not allowed to walk there with his white clothing. So the Gemara Levenim. Let's say Faket, he put out there the white clothing. And the din is lo yotze b'shcherim. He can't change his mind now on Shabbos and use the shcherim, use the black clothing. The chur, you see, what's the pshat in the ruvit chumim? You have to put everything you need outside, all the way there. And if you didn't bring something there, you can't take something else. As the chur command, who does this go like? Om Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Chananya. This goes according to Chananya. V'ali b'de Beis Shammai. The way Chananya learns pshat in Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, the erev chumim means mamish. You have to have all your kelim outside there. Freddy Marnane, this doesn't stim either. L'chananya, according to Chananya, you're telling me now, b'shcherim hu d'l'yotza. In the case where he put outside the city, put his white clothing. And now in Shabbos, he decided he needs black clothing. So we say he can't use his black clothing, can't wear his black clothing from in his house to go outside to bring it out there. But mashma, only the black clothing he can't use. But mashma, with the white clothing, that he could go out. There's a kasha yomar. Chananya learns pshan beishamai atche yoytze mitosei. An erev chum only helps if you take out before Shabbos mamish your bed, or kli tashmishav, and all the kelim you're going to use there. L'shom, you have to leave it all there. Bechur, if you're telling me now you want to wear black clothing on Shabbos and you don't have it there, so you did not take out all your kelim there. Kamel bechal, the erev should be bottled. You should not be allowed to even carry out your white clothing. And the Gemara enechanam yehochikom. This is what the price means to say according to Chananya. Erev v'levonim. If somebody only put his white clothing outside, he made the erev with the white clothing. And then lady came out, he needed black clothing, and he did not take his black clothing out there. So the male of the Arab is not chal according to Beisham, according to Chananya, because you do not have all the kelim you need for the Shabbos. Outside there is a locha then, apple of onim lo yotzer. You should know you're not even yotzer, you can't even walk out with your white clothing, because you did not make a good Arab here. You do not have all the things you need this Shabbos outside there. Is the Chur command, who does this price to go like? Om Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok. Chananya valiba de Beshamai. His brisa goes according to Chananya, the way Chananya learns Pshat Beshamai. Therefore, the Erev is not Chal, because he did not take out all his kelim that he needs before Shabbos. But Avad Lalocha, we don't hold like this, we hold like Beisilul. That's enough that you put Mosin Shtei Sudis, it's enough. And even the Mosin Shtei Sudis does not have to be something you could eat. A Nazir could put wine, or a Yisrael could put Truma. That's not called Ponim Chiroi for somebody else to eat it. So the Moravite, Sumchis Aymer Bechulin. So the Mishnah brought down that Sumchis argues on the Din of Truma. Sumchis says the Yisrael cannot put out Truma, because since the Yisrael cannot eat Truma, it's not Chal the Erev, he does has to use Chulin. He's threatening Markasha, Vilu Lenoze B'yayin Loi Polik. The Mashma Sumchis in the Mishnah does not argue on the first Din, that a Noze was allowed to use wine. So Chulin's Kasha is, why not? Why, if you're telling me now Yisrael can't use Truma, because you have to have something that's edible for you, so why can a Nazir use Yayin? A Nazir is not allowed to drink wine? What's the chilik? And for the Gemara, the chilik is like this. My timer, why do you say a Nazir is better? Well, efshah the mishashel anazirusah. If shayach the Nazir should be shayel on his Nazirus. You'll let it be shayel on, like we had before in the end of Masech the Shabbos. You'll let it be shayel on the Dorim, or else Nazirus, with Tzorech HaShabbos. And here the Chur is called the Tzorech HaShabbos. Like a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. And now you decide you want to drink wine on the Kavod Shabbos. So if you want to be shoyl, you can go to a chacham and tell him, Yav charotti, you became a nazir, because the tchilas nazirus is chal with the neder. So if you mevatel the neder, there's bottle the nazirus. So you're allowed to be shoyl, you're allowed to go to a chacham and be matel your nazirus on Shabbos. So since you can make a hechatimsa, that you're not a nazir anymore, and you yourself will be able to drink the wine, that's why you're allowed to make a neriv with wine. That's the pshat. So Drashi, the Mishal Nizirusa, Yishol Lechochem, let him go to a Chochem, the Yatala Nidra, and the Chochem will be matter his nether, the Yayin Royaloi, and then it will be Mutter Gomer for this Nazir, he won't be a Nazir anymore, and he can drink wine. That's why even now that he's still a Nazir, he's still allowed to make the Erev with the wine, because there's a possibility that he'll be able to come to be Mutter to drink the wine. Frek Yomar Yehochiv, that's the Svaran Sumchis. Truma Nami, let's say the same Svara by Truma, it should be Mutter for Yisrael to make a Nerev with Truma. Say the same Svara. Efshad the Mishra Olay, Truma's also. How is Truma Chal? It's called like Nidre Hegdish. You said Matkila Harezu Truma. First you have Tevel. You have, let's say, fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael. You pull them off the tree. Halacha is it's Tevel. You're not allowed to eat them. Now you mafri Truma and you say Harezu Truma. That's like a Loshen Neder. That's Chal Truma. So what then? You could go to the Chochem and say, you have Charotta, why you made this Truma. I don't want these parrots to be Truma. I want to make Truma someplace else. So Loch Rizhi Mavato didn't Truma. So even by Truma you can make a Hechatimsa, how the Yisrael should be allowed to eat it. You could be Shoyal on the Din Truma. So the Gemara name, in Mr. Shalalah, if you'll be Shoyal and take off the Din Truma on these parrots, Hod Relativla. It doesn't become Mutatit, if I can't, it becomes Tevil now. Halacha is Tevel, parrots that grow in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat them at all until you first take off Trumas and Isis. So here, if you are going to be Mavato, the Din Truma, it comes out Vaita to be Tevel again, and Vaita it's Osir. So you don't have any Hechatimsa, the Yisrael could eat it. Like Rashi says, Mishrolei, V'yiftach v'charot, let him have charot, let him have charot, let him have kavana for this. Otanan Hegdish Toyas, ain't a Hegdish, it's not called Hegdish. Hodru Tivlo, v'Tevel Echozi, what do you eat to make it back to Tevel? Vaita Tevel you can't eat. Fredigmar, good. Be shoyl on the nether, it's not Truma anymore. Ah, you're telling me now it's tevel. I'll give you an eitzah. For live for shalom in mokam achram. Let him like be mafresh truma he has in his house. He has paris in his house. I'll say the paris in my house should become truma for these paris outside here for the eriv. So the eriv now becomes chulin and it's mutter for me to eat it. So the more that's not a good eitzah. Lo nechshedu chaverim litrem shleim min amukav. Metchila, you don't make truma if the paris are not right next to one another. You shouldn't take off truma that's in another place, like here, the paris that are in your house. You want to say those paris should be truma on these paris here. They're not next to one another. Shleim min amukav means you're supposed to take off truma some maaseris from the paris that are right together. Like Rashi says, mukav somach, something close. So metchila, you only take off truma for something close by. So mainly here, you can't say I'll take off truma for my paris in my house, they're not close by. Fredgumar good. From these paris you have right here, outside by the tchum, where you're making the ruve tchumim, these paris gufa, take out one or two of them now, and make them truma. And the Gemara, I'll tell you the less bashura. We're talking about that you put outside for the area of exactly a mosin shtei sudis, mosin of its apples. You put out a badafka, exactly a kav of apples. That's the shear of Erev. Now, Metchila, these were Truma. So you're telling me now the Eitzer is he should be Sherla Nidroim, becomes Hegdish Betois, it's not Chaladin Truma, they become Tevel. Now that the Tevel, take out two apples from here and make them Truma. And for the Gemara, if you do that, you're not going to have a shear left over of Paris that are Roy for the Erev, because you only Metchila had the exact amount of Shtei Sudis. If you're going to take away one apple of Moshe for the Truma, you're not going to have enough to have an Erev. So that's not a good Eitzer to take away Mineo Bey. For the Gemara, my Piska, what kind of teretz is this? Meishka Taisi, you're telling me in a Kimta. The Rashi says, Betamiyam. Claim a my high terutza, b'chi Piska, ton le milsei, ki enodim leisen erev ele betinsum, de noket stam be milsei hochi. Like who said, we're talking about in a Kimta, the guy put badafk only one kav of apples there. Maybe the guy put down more apples there, more than you're supposed to. So mainly in the case, if you put down more apples than you're supposed to, there you have a good eitzah, that even though metchila was truma. Now you can be shale, make haroti, you made the truma, becomes hegdish betoyz. It's not chal the truma, I it's chulin, I it's tevel. So you'll be mafish now, minei bay, you'll take off two apples from what's here, and you have more than you need, so two apples will become truma, and the rest of the apples will be chulin. So it's vaita, hechatim's a possibility that Yisrael can make these pears edible. So b'zei tshiren sumchis. Even though the guy Yisrael used truma for an erev tchumim, why don't we say it's kosher? Since there's a possibility that the Yisrael can make these truma ois truma, it can become chulin, and it'll be mafresh, it'll become take off the din truma, become tevel, and it'll be mafresh again mineyu bay from these alone, and it'll become mutatit. The teretz of the Gemara, Eli, you have to say sumcha sovalo kerabonin. Sumcha holds like the rabonin that we'll have later in the Flamed Daled. The Yamri they say kol dove shum mishum shvus. Anything that's also to do with the Rabbonin, there's an Isra Shavuos, it's an Isra, the Rabbonin, you should know, Gozer all of Bein HaShemoshes. The Rabbonin made the Gzeri, even Bein HaShemoshes, you're not allowed to do these things. So mainly here, to be Mafresh, Truma Semaisus on Shabbos is also with the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin made the Gzeri, you can't take off Truma Semaisus. So the Kashra is here, and Erev is only Chal Bein HaShemoshes. So maybe Bein HaShemoshes, the Dvar Mitzvah, Mutter, but there it is, they hold that the Rabbonin, they hold no. Any Shavuos, the Rabbonin Nasir is even Nageya Bein HaShemoshes. So Mele, since that's the time the Erev should be Chal Bein HaShemoshes, and then the Yisrael, on its side, he shoyel on a Nidroid, that makes it Oish Truma, becomes Tevel. If it's Tevel, it has to remain Osatit the whole Shabbos. There's no way the Yisrael was allowed to do to make it edible on Shabbos, because it's also for him to make it into Truma. Even in Neil Bey, because with the Rabbonin, it's also to be Master Truma Semaisis on Shabbos. So Drashi, Sovolok Rabbonin, the Pligulet Rebbe Lekamon Vipirtin, Yegozvolo Bein HaShemoshes. The same din of Shabbos is chal on Bein HaShemoshes. Now, v'hagboy is truma to be mafresh, truma shvusi, sosim et rabbonin. V'chiv and the mikor olav. Takona, you didn't fix it before Shabbos. Oboy is lemeim, iboy hevi chazilu shosa. What do you want to say now? That this area, if you could make roi tit on Shabbos, the misholot. You'll be shoyel of the kol mokam shi. Wherever it is, you'll become shoyel v'hodrat latibla, or then it'll become tevel. So you have a way to take off the din truma, but our kopon will say tevel. Now you want to be mafresh truma on it on Shabbos. That's also to do, because you'll be misakin the peris ben hashmoshos. Ukover ashvus. Ukiniyas erev kishazen nichnazay yoytzei. See, Rashi says the Yisoid. When is erev tchumim chal? It's chal mamish ben hashmoshes. The same second that the chol goes out and Shabbos comes in ben hashmoshes, that's when an erev has to be chal. So mele here, b'shas the erev has to be chal, it's already osa for you to take off trumas and maisers. Therefore, you have no hechatimsa to make it edible. Therefore, Simcha says, a Yisrael cannot use truma for an erev tchumim. Vashenkein a nozir, since he's allowed to be sherol al nidroid, he becomes ois nozir, then it's mutter for him to drink wine, he could use yayin le nidroid. So the Gemara, kaman oz lohodetnan. Who does this din go like that we learn soon? The Tanan. Yesh amru, some sheet is a, hakel ufi mashiwadim. Shiur matoli, how big the person is. Which shiurim? Mole kumsa mincha. When a kohen is makriv de menachis, a mincha, he has to take a handful, which means the middle three fingers full of the kemach, and he puts that on the mizbeach. So, a mole kumsa means how big the kohen is. If it's a bigger kohen, he needs a bigger kemitza. Smaller kohen needs a smaller one. Or mole choftnav, when the kohen takes on Yom Kippur, a handful of the keteris, it also depends how big the kohen is. V'yashreisa mole lugma b'yomet yipurim. The shiur to be chai for drinking water on Yom Kippur is a mole lugma of a mouthful. What size is that? Everybody's told how big his mouthful is. Uvemozoin shtei sudas l'eruv. Who what then it says when you want to make an eruv tchumin and you have to leave over two sudas? Every person is told how much he eats the two sudas. Is the chura kaman? Who does this go like? Omri avzeira sumchesi. The chura has to go according to sumches. The yomar my dechazi lebinim. You have to have something that's edible for you yourself. Like we're saying, a Yisrael cannot make an eruv with truma since it's not edible for him. Even though a kohen could eat it, but since he can't eat it, it's not called an eichel for him. See, you see, everybody has to have the shear of what's negayet to him. So also, to make an erev of two sudis, it means how much you eat, how big your sudis are. That's what you have to have. If the chur is at Gemara, lema pligi, the Reb Shim ben Elozer, the chur, this din then should be mechulik on Reb Shim ben Elozer's halacha. The tanya we had before, Reb Shim ben Elozer weimer, ma'arvin l'choylo l'zokin k'day mezoynei. If a person is sick or an older person doesn't eat so much, well, his shtei sudis, it's enough his shear to make an erev with. Ula Rabson, what about somebody for care that eats a lot? He eats mamish tremendous big sudis, still the sudis beinin is shakolodim. He doesn't have to have a big suda or shtei sudis for his erev, it's enough a normal sized erev that everybody else eats. So who you see, don't go boss the person himself, but you go boss the normal people. And here we're saying now, you go boss a shtei sudis, the first writer said, everybody's telling he himself. So to see with Reb Shimon. So tomorrow maybe no. Hatev Shan, this first brisa that says Hakelu Fimashu Adam, that even the Mosin Shtei Sudas is only the person. It only means Lakula. That it means Tirgumu Achole Vezokin. It means Lakula. That if a person is sick or an older person, we don't say he has to have a Mosin Shtei Sudas of a normal person, even though he only eats smaller meals. It's enough his small meals. That's what it means. Avlenach Nami, Rabson, if you have a person that eats a lot, I'll tell you the story is, Botla Dait Leitzer Kolodim. His das is Botla, we don't go boss to his shear, he doesn't have to have a big shtei sudis, it's enough for normal size, two sudis. So Drashi, Yesh Shomru, Yesh Devarim Shomru, Shear on the Fimash Shuadim. The Yen Shear and Shavu Bechur. Sometimes the shear is told you how big you are, and there's no general cloud. Molei Chofna Kteres Yom Kippurim. Tirgamu lohod the toli shiur biyodem atzmai achol levezokin lekula. It's going lekula here. Below ya rafs and lechurma the botla daitoi. So mele could be it comes out good according to everybody. Right, the Mishnah said the lekoyim beis apras. A koyin is allowed to leave his erev tchumim even if it's in a beis apras. A beis apras is a place where there was a suffix if there was a kever there, if a person was buried there. So the chura it's also for koyin to walk there. So it's also for Kohen to walk there. Why is his erev good? He can't get there on Shabbos. The Teretz says, "Yom Rav Yudah, Yom Hashmuel, Menafeich Odem Beis Apras Boilich." No, the Rehecha Timsus, how you allowed to walk through this Beis Apras? Since there's only a suffix there, if somebody was buried there, so we're afraid maybe the bones are on top of the ground. Now, if you walk very carefully and like blow on the side, any bones you'd see, it's mutter to walk through there. So now, since the Rehecha Timsus, how you could walk in there, so maybe the erev is chal. And Reb Yehuda Bar Ami, Mishmed Reb Yehuda Amar, Beis HaPras Shenidish Tor. Yishno Shenidish means if you have this Beis HaPras, this field, that you have a suffix of somebody who's buried there, that people walk through it a lot, people trampled on it a lot, then Bechal it's Tor. Even a kohen can walk through it Metchilo. So Poshkin means that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about this Beis HaPras that was Nidish. There are a lot of people already walked through it. So Melo, if any bones were there, Rashi says it was crushed. Mistama to smaller than the shear of a Kesira. So therefore, there's no tumah there. That's why he's erev eschal, because he's mutter to walk there metchila on Shabbos. Rashi says, when a feyachod in Beis Afras, soda shenech rishbo kever. Yeah, the soda, that there was a kever there, and now they were choresh. They plowed over the field. The kula sveka, everything's a sofik, mishum atzomisi, because of the bones. The atzomis belay bosrein and matama b'yoyel. There's no din tumas oil. It's only al smagor hesit. Ukishem and a feyach, when you blow, lefon of raglov, lefne raglov in front of your feet. Im yeshem etzem godol nira melev, you could see it. The yetzim caught the nearer beneficha, and a small bone you can see when you blow it. You're not going to move it with your foot, so therefore it's mutter. So therefore his erev is chal, because it's a hechat himself, he can walk through there even on Shabbos to get to his erev. Or else, nidish bedrishas raglib in the yodim. If people trampled on this field, there's no din iser beis apras. That's why the kohen can make his erev in the beis apras, because the kohen is allowed to walk through it on Shabbos to get to his erev. Vayitzeh, the Mishnah said, even in a regular cemetery, if somebody put, or a kohen put a shliach to put down a zeruv tchumim there, it's takachal. The kasher is, what do you mean it's chal? The kohen can't get there. The kohen can't get to where his erev is. There's no din erev. The only side of an erev tchum is that if your food is outside, you look as if you're living there. But here, where your food is outside in the Beis HaKvaros, and you're not allowed to go there, how could we see you living there? And for the Gemara, you can make a chatzitza on the floor between you and the kvoris. And go into the basic kvoris. What's the case? You could use a chest or a big box or a towel, like a moving box, like a wagon, a mushroom, that you're standing on top of the wagon. And these things are not makabu tumah, because we're talking about the very big wide boxes that's more than a boyin saw. So since they're not makabu tumah, they're a chatzitza. And if you're standing on top of it, you don't become tummy. There's no din tumas oil. The tumah doesn't go up because there's a chatzitza between you and the mason. So the Gemara Kisov, the Churi holds, oil zorek shmei oil. The Churi, the chesaron should be here is though these boxes are moving, like you're in the box and somebody is carrying you. So maybe an oil, when it's moving, is not called an oil. So you see, no, he holds, no, it still is called an oil. It's still called a good chatzitza. So the Gemara Yishnova, plukta dani tenoi. This yisoid, when an oil is moving, it is called an oil, it's like a machlekes tanoim. The Tanya we learned, ha nichnas leretz amin, if somebody goes into chutz loretz, v'sheder tevel migdal, if the rabbonin gave a tumah to the eretz amin, about the snakes, we don't know where the goyim buried, they're mason there, so any place in eretz amin is tumim with the rabbonin. So if somebody goes into eretz amin, he goes in there with a box, or table migdol is Rabbi Metami. Rabbi says these things are not called the good chatzitza, and still you tell me. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Metar, he also knows these are called good mechitzis, a good chatzitza, and therefore you Torah. But Mike, Meflugi, what's the machlekes? Mass of oil zorek, lav shimei oil. One says when the oil is moving, it's not called an oil. That's what we're passing. Loi shimei oil. Well, mass of oil zorek, shimei oil. No, an oil, even when it's moving, still is considered an oil. Yeah. Rashi says, oil zorek, oil amatat, oil that can be moved. Shmei oil, v'choytzes beinol v'bein hatumah. Eretz amin metama b'yoyel. Sheda makeves noshim, a saddle that the women ride on. Agola hasuyek b'kufsa, like a wagon, not a saddle, a wagon that's made with a box. Migdo ye oil zorek lav shmei oil, v'chol she'enu oil, ain't a choytzes. If it's not an oil, it's not called a chatzitza. And he also knows shmei oil, v'choytzes. We're talking about these boxes are very big. Shema azekes mem saw, it holds mem saw balach of water. Shem kurayim biyavish, that's called the shear of kurayim, two curls in dry measurements. Di katana, because if they're small things, klihi. What do you mean they're called a chatzitza? They themselves are a kli, whom a kabel is tumor. For loy chaitzi, it wouldn't be called a chatzitza. For rabbonah de mastis and rabbonah val mishnah, karebi srilhu. They hold like Rebbe, they're watered in oil, zorek shmei oil. They both hold like sumchis that you have to have something that's edible right now. So you have to have a hechatim sal, the kohen could get into the basic forest right now to eat it. So the eitzer is, so go in there on an oil zorek, and we're going now, oil zorek is shmei oil, so therefore it's called the chatzitza. It's called the chatzitza, the hechatim sal, the kohen can get in and eat it. For the marvel hod, the tanya that we learned, we have Yudu Aimer, Ma'arvin Lekoyhein, Toy betruma. You should know a koyin is a ladder make up neruf with truma toira big kever. So here there's two chasroinis. Ashton the koyin is making his eruv betrumin and he's leaving it big kever in the Beis HaKvaros. And also, what are they using? They're using Truma Torah. Now, the Torah from Truma Torah is, it's not a true, a kohen is allowed to eat Truma Torah, but if the Truma becomes Tamei, the Chur here, the Kashu is, you're putting the Truma in the Beis HaKvaris, so if the Truma becomes Tamei, then even the kohen is not allowed to eat it. So how could you use a Feneri of the Chur, it's not edible? And the Gemara asks from the Gemara, Hechi Ozel, how does the kohen go in there to get to his Erev? You want to tell me, Bishay, the Teva Migdal. He goes in with a box. For Hofret Gemara, Kivan, the Achta, once you put down this Truma Tahira in the Beis HaKvaris, the Chur Itmalo, the Chur of the Truma itself becomes Tamei. So if the Truma becomes Tamei, it's not edible, Bechlau. So it shouldn't be able to make an Erev with it. Something that's not edible, you can't make an Erev with. We're talking about using Paris here, that water did not go on the Paris. So since the Paris is not Hukshua, the Kabbal Tumma, therefore the Paris don't become Tamei in the Beis HaKvaris. Oi, even if you're talking about bread now, Shenilu should have made Paris. You didn't use water when you made the dough. You used just like apple cider and made Paris, and made Paris are not Machshel Kabbal Tumma, therefore it's not a Kabbal Tumma. Afrat Gemara, Vehechi Maisel, how do you bring it here? Shuti Kliyates, Lem Kabbal Tumma. For Kamal the Maisley Achure. Alright, this will be both for the Mitzvah next year. We're going to let's see the top Rashi just. Rashi Hechi Ozl B'Shayat Heva Midol V'Hakiv on the Yach the Mitmila Kloima. Nihid L'Rev Yudah Filu Beisak Forest Ika Takant L'Meiz B'Shayat Heva Midol V'Kosh Chen Kev Yechidi Shiach Olamad Esloi Elo Mio Truma Mechiyan Chahosa Metama B'Oil B'Shal Kever the Kashur the Truma becomes Tommy and then you can't eat it. Teretiz B'Mei Peris Shein Amach Shirin. We're talking about this food was not Hukshla Kabbal Tumma. Since it's not Hukshla Kabbal Tumma, therefore the food never became Tamei. Therefore the Truma Tahira remains Truma Tahira. So in Yishala, how does the coin get there? But there it is again, the coin goes in these boxes, which is called the Chetzitza, because we're talking about a box that's more than Aboyim saw. So the box is not called the Klila Kabbal Tumma. If it itself doesn't make Kabbal Tumma, it's called the Good Chetzitza. So it's something divided between the coin and the Mesim. The coin did not become Tamei. So here's the Hechatim, so the Kohen can get into the Beis HaKvaris. Let me Hashem, tomorrow we'll see about the Kasha. How does the Kohen, though, call upon him, take the food? How does he stretch out his hand to get the food? All right, that Hashem, we'll see tomorrow, Hashem. All right, we'll stop here.